Welcome to the Recruiting Careers Talent Management Podcast, a place for individuals of all levels, from new college graduates to vice presidents, to get information to help them advance their career and meet their goals. Hosted by Mike Adamo, headhunter, human resources executive, and talent acquisition leader for almost two decades. In this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about how to get promoted. This is the second part in a series I'm doing on managing your career here for the New Year's. In the last episode, I talked about how you can get a pay increase or ask for a raise. I hope you'll tune in and you can check these out. I also have an accompanying article that's posted on LinkedIn as well as a YouTube. Let's talk about how to get promoted. So first of all, it should be obvious why you want to get promoted, because you make more money and you move your career forward. But there's a couple reasons that sometimes people don't think about benefits of being promoted. One is it keeps you on a career path. Top performers are consistently promoted every 2, 3, or 4 years, at least in the first 10 or 12 years in their career. And then as you raise up in your career to higher levels, say director on up, it's going to be a little less frequent because there are simply less jobs and the bar is much higher. So, well, it's a little bit longer, but you want to be consistently getting promoted throughout your career. So you have something called career trajectory. You're on a career ladder. If you're just flat and flatlined, then you're dead. So don't let your career die. You got to keep it moving. You got to be on a career trajectory. If that can't happen in your current organization, you need to have a really deep look at whether or not it's the right place for you, whether you're working for the right person or you're in the right job. But you may have to make a change because you want to stay on that career trajectory. So let's talk about how you get promoted. I have a simple acronym to help you remember how to get promoted. The simple acronym is PROMO: Plan, Review, Objectives, Maximize, Outspoken. Let's talk about what each one of these things mean. So plan. Planning is a critical component of your career. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. And so having a career plan is part of getting promoted, because you need to know where you want to be in order to get there. And also you're able to hold yourself and others accountable for that plan. So check in on that plan at least twice a year, update it, and keep improving it so you can get where you want to be. The second component is reviewing that plan. You need to review that plan. It's not good enough to have a plan. It can't be sitting on your computer or in a closet and you never check it out. You got to take that thing out, you got to dust it off, and you got to validate it, and you got to hold yourself accountable. You also need to review this plan with your boss. If only you know your plan, then it's not going to be successful. Your boss needs to be intimately acquainted with what your career plan and strategy is. In fact, they should be a contributor to it, because if they don't think it's realistic, then it doesn't matter what you think, because you're never going to get there. So you need to have buy-in by reviewing the plan with your boss. And if you don't have a boss that's going to actively engage in career planning or really believe in it, not just give it lip service, again, you need to look in the mirror and decide whether you're in the right organization or the right job. But who you hitch your cart to in your career is critical. So review that plan with your boss. The next one is objectives. So setting objectives. You need to collaborate with management, your boss and possibly their boss, to understand what the objective criteria is for you to get to the next level in your career. What do they expect from you in terms of your performance and accomplishments to get promoted? This is not about what you expect. You can have your personal objectives, but at the end of the day, you're never going to get promoted unless you achieve corporate and leadership objectives. So understand what those are. Establish those, negotiate them, and understand how you're going to separate yourself from this group of people that you're likely traveling with in your career. If you work at any organization larger than 2 or 3 people, guess what? You've probably been grouped with other people. You're part of what I call a career flock. And you know what? That flock does not rise to the next level until several people in the flock rise. So don't get grouped. You need to be working hard to show people that you're a top performer and actually jump up to other groups and be seen as a peer at someone at a higher level in the organization. That's how you're going to get promoted. So set those objectives. Understand what performance looks like. Understand what they think the performance of a manager looks like, so that then you can work at that level. Because being promoted is being perceived at that next level. So that's objectives. Now, maximize. Maximize is my word for getting it done. If you look up under traits and competencies, you know, maximize is someone who gets things done. They're always looking to make things better. They're always looking to create accomplishments. They're always achieving. So you need to create accomplishments. Accomplishments is what gets you promoted, not politicking. Politicking may help, and you can't sit in the corner and not be and be silent, but you need to get things done. You need to be seen as someone who gets things done. The final step in the promotional process is outspoken. And outspoken means that you need to promote yourself in order to be promoted. Nobody's just going to be sitting there thinking, you know what, Mike's a nice guy. He's been coming in every day. He does a good job. Let's promote him. You need to be able to promote your accomplishments, your impact to the organization. They need to be aligned with the objectives that are set with management for you to be seen as someone on the fast track and get promoted. The beauty here is that the promotional cycle is self-fulfilling. That means if you set yourself up as the way you work is to perform these actions in the promote cycle, then you will be someone that's seen as an individual on the fast track. And individuals on the fast track need to be promoted regularly, and management knows that. So it can be hard to break into that cycle, but once you break it in through performance, through objective setting, through promoting your accomplishments, then it becomes much easier because they look at you as that top performer. So you need to be recognized as a top performer. You need to continue those achievements, those accomplishments to stay on that list or stay in people's mind, even if they're not a formal list. And then you need to deliver on that reputation. And you can set up a path where you can be promoted regularly every, 2 to 4 years. Other companies, other people within the organization will then see you as a top performer. So don't settle for mediocrity. Don't allow your career to be floating in the ocean and just bopping along, and one day you bump into an iceberg and your career sinks, or one day you bump into a beautiful tropical island and your career flourishes. You need to take control by creating a strategy, executing on that strategy, contracting with other people so you know what you need to achieve, and delivering on it. Hope that helps. Check out the other media forums for this information, especially my YouTube. I'm just finishing it up and it is phenomenal. And then if you like to read it, you can check out the accompanying article. If you like this stuff, please hit the subscribe button. Be part of the Med Device Talent community.